This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Friday, September 23rd. There are nearly 800 smart beta ETFs, and they vary in complexity from a simple change in weighting to multi-factor products. Here's Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas on smart beta ETFs.
I think for most people, it sounds like something you get at the GNC store. But it's not that hard to understand. You just think of an index like the S&P 500, right? How does it weight the stocks by market cap? Smart beta is anything that doesn't do that. It weights it in different ways. Maybe it says, hey, let's weight the S&P 500 stocks by their dividend output or by their volatility levels. That's all it is. It's just tilting towards something that has traditionally been used to get alpha by active managers. And so smart beta really is taking active management secret sauce, converting it to rules-based indices in a structure that is more tax efficient, about half the cost, and arguably more chance at alpha because there's no emotion. It rebalances when it does, and sometimes it makes hard trades that a person has trouble doing.
Balchunas says performance chasing is one of the dangers that smart beta ETFs pose.
You see the performance like for the past 6 months and you think, oh, it's doing well, I'll get in. Well, that might be the worst time to get in. So, you know, it's really about the same thing with active funds in terms of people missing the gains and going in at the exact wrong time. That's one danger. The other is just not understanding volatility. Some smart beta products like equal weighted ETFs, they have a little more volatility than you might be used to or comfortable with because they weight towards more small caps. So looking at the standard deviation or the volatility level compared to the S&P is a good way to find out how volatile or risky the smart beta product is.
Balchunas says smart beta ETFs have increased in their complexity.
So there's low vol dividends. I mean, these have been out. That's sort of like the second generation. But now the third generation is made for people who don't know when to go into what. Like, when do I do low vol? When do I do dividends? So now they've got multi-factor ETFs, and these are designed to just do it for you. In one regard, this is how any product comes out, just trying to appease a customer. On the other hand, there's been some argument against it that when you put in multiple factors into a ETF, you get more like oatmeal and you sort of kill all of the edge that the going into the original factor had. It just depends. Performance will really be important in these. If you see a multi-factor ETF over 2 or 3 years as a track record, it's doing well, you may see assets go into it as it would deserve it. But I think those are also new. We don't really know that much about them yet.
Balchunas explains the term smart beta this way. The term smart stems from years of academic studies or research, and the outperformance is a potential bonus. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.